Good morning. The watchword for this week comes from Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Friends, let's reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prelude. Friends, the call to worship is printed on the inside of the bulletin. If you're able, I invite you to stand and let's pray it together. People of God, what shall we eat? People of God, how shall we live?
Our faith is the faithfulness of God.
People of God, who shall we serve?
We serve the Lord our God alone.
Let us take time to reflect on how we eat, live, and serve. And let us remain standing for the opening hymn this morning, number 337, Christ Jesus Knew a Wilderness.
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, welcome to worship this morning at Christ Moravian Church. And today we welcome in the season of Lent with morning worship, especially with our celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion together. Today we begin reflecting on our lives and practices as we remember that Jesus was tempted, that Jesus suffered greatly during his earthly life, and especially that Jesus was betrayed, arrested, and crucified. Friends, the suffering of Christ helps draw our attention to his ministry and teachings, and especially his consistent command to repent. Whatever the season of Lent will be for you, know that you're not alone, but that you're surrounded by a community of faith and by the love and light of Jesus Christ. Before we continue with today's service, I have a few announcements to share with you. And friends, I just want to pass along that I know there's been quite a few weeks and even months recently where you may have noticed some irregular activity from our boiler system here in the church that provides our heat. Maybe you heard some unusual noises, clanging and whistling. Maybe it was a bit colder in the sanctuary than you might remember or might be comfortable with. So I just wanted to pass on this morning that repairs are in progress for our boiler. It is a process, and it may be some time before we fully get figured out and get it fixed, what particularly is going on, but know that it is being worked on. And please, if you see them, give your thanks, and I especially give my thanks this morning to Matt Pace and the Buildings and Grounds Committee, and to Gary, the gentleman who is back and forth constantly trying to figure out what's going on with the boiler. Friends, today, along with it being the beginning of the season of Lent, it's the beginning of our annual Lenten project. We're doing the same project, just like the last few years. We're collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items for Sunnyside Ministry. Our friends at Sunnyside have supplied us with tote bags. So if you're willing and able, right out there outside the sanctuary, please take an empty paper tote bag home, fill it with food, donated items, and bring it back to the church. Sunnyside will come pick up the donations at a later date. Later this afternoon, the Christ Moravian Day of Prayer Love Feast will take place right here in the sanctuary at 2 o'clock p.m. today. There will be a band prelude at 1:30. The guest speaker will be the Reverend Linda Seipel, pastor of Bethania Moravian Church. And friends, the day of prayer service later this week will be on Wednesday, February 25th at Trinity Moravian Church. The service will begin at 11 a.m. with lunch served immediately after. The guest speaker on Wednesday will be the Reverend Dr. Craig Atwood, associate pastor of Home Moravian Church. This Thursday, the orchestra band will practice in the sanctuary at 6:30 p.m. And friends, there may have noticed there's an insert in your bulletin this morning. On that insert is information about an upcoming screening about the Salem Walk. So please consider attending if you are able. In addition to the short film and the following discussion, there will be more information on how to sign up for a Salem Walk and to learn more about this particular part of Moravian history and old Salem history. Now, friends, next Sunday will be our next youth lunch after worship in the fellowship building. The menu will be a taco bar. There will be no cost for the meal, but a love offering will be taken to benefit the programming, the children and youth of the church. And after lunch, there will be more activities. Directly after, any interested volunteers can join the children and youth in packing rice and bean bags to benefit Sunnyside Ministry. Then after those bags are packed and ready, the previously postponed trip to Skateland USA in Clemens will take place later that afternoon. So if you're willing and able, all are invited to join us for any or all of those activities next Sunday. Youth lunch, rice and bean bags, Skateland, USA. 1 week from Tuesday, March the 3rd, will be primary elections in Forsyth County, and just as in previous elections, the Fellowship Building of Christ Moravian will once again be a polling place for the primary election. So if you need to come by the buildings and grounds for any reason other than voting that day, we do ask that you kindly park on the street or close to the church so that the office parking lot can be free for voters to come vote and for the poll workers to do their day's work. And then friends, 2 weeks from today, March 8th, the leadership board will meet in the office building after worship. I have a few announcements from the wider Moravian Church to share this morning. We celebrate that Sister Marie Coots on February 1st was installed as the licensed lay pastor of First Moravian Church in Dover, Ohio. On February 7th, Reverend Rebecca Sicily was consecrated as a presbyter by Bishop Chris Giesler at First Moravian Church of Riverside, New Jersey. And friends, we have two new candidates for ministry right here in the Southern Province. First, we have Sister Jennifer Bowles, recently the secretary for the Mission Society of the Southern Province. Sister Jennifer is studying at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary and currently serves as the pastoral assistant at Friedberg Moravian. She also serves on the Board of World Mission and the Sunnyside Ministry Scholarship Committee. And friends, also Sister Monique Richards, who's studying at Moravian Theological Seminary. She currently serves as a provincial acolyte down in Florida. Monique is also the youth specialist for the Florida Georgia District and is in the process of becoming certified as a church educator. So please keep both of these very busy, very talented, and called women who are new candidates for ministry in the Southern Province. Friends, will you join me in praying for these servants of the Lord? Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. Gracious God, this morning we give you thanks for the vocation of ministry. We give you thanks for calling people to that vocation. People who you equip, who you create for this purpose, who you guide, who you support, and who you have big plans for to help spread the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. We lift up two ministers to be. We lift up Sister Jennifer, we lift up Sister Monique in their work respectively in North Carolina and Florida. We also lift up two folks who are beginning new stages in their ministry journey, Sister Marie in Ohio and Sister Rebecca in New Jersey. Gracious God, we lift all of these women up to you. We pray your blessing upon them. We pray for their loved ones, all who are supporting them and cheering for them as they continue to do the work that you've called them to do. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our responsive reading for today will continue to help us usher in the season of Lent. It begins on page 72 of your hymnal. Friends, if you are able, I invite you, please stand and let's pray this liturgy to the Lord together. Lord God, our Father in heaven, you have shown your great love toward us by sending your Son into the world to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We give you thanks because you have made us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, having rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. Thank you. Lord God, Son, the Savior of the world, though you were in the form of God, you did not consider equality with God something to cling to, but emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant, being born in human likeness. You humbled yourself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We give you thanks because you, our merciful and faithful High Priest, have made reconciliation for the sins of the people. You were despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. Lord God, Holy Spirit, one with the Father and the Son, we give you thanks because you descended upon the Christ, anointing him to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the time of the Lord's favor. Please be seated. From the sin of unbelief, from all defilement of the body and spirit, from all self-righteousness, from every neglect of our duty, from ingratitude and selfishness, from lukewarmness, from all indifference to your meritorious life and death. By your holy incarnation and birth, by your early exile, by your pure and blameless childhood, by your willing obedience, by your humility, meekness, and patience, by your faithfulness in your earthly calling, by your fasting and temptation, by your perfect life before God and humanity, by your tears and agony, your crown of thorns and cross.
Lead us to repentance.
By your willing sacrifice of yourself, even unto death.
May it come to us in the mystery of our Lord.
Into your open arms stretched out upon the cross.
Receive us all.
Please stand. By all your sacred wounds and precious blood, by your innocent suffering and dying, by your rest in the grave, by your glorious resurrection and ascension,
bless us and save us, Christ Jesus, our Redeemer.
Fulfill in us your prayer that all who love you may be one, as you are in the Father, and the Father in you. You have made God known to us as Father, so that the love with which he has loved you may be in us.
And you in us.
Christ and him crucified. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture lesson for today comes from the 32nd Psalm. If you'd like to read along, the words can be found printed in your bulletin. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. While I kept silent, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you. At a time of distress, the rush of mighty waters shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be like a horse or a mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bit and bridle, else it will not stay near you. Many are the torments of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Friends, let us go again to God in prayer. Gracious God, today we join with the psalmist in declaring our joy at your love, at your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness that you have for us in abundance. Gracious God, during this season of Lent, we will be doing some self-examining, we will be doing some reflecting, some processing, spending much time in prayer and conversation with you. And gracious God, all things may be stirred up and things may come to the surface, and we may have a bumpier road down Lent than we realize. With these things and with all the other things that may happen, gracious God, we ask for your patience with us. We ask for you to walk alongside us. We ask that you continue granting us with your grace and your peace and your steadfast love. Gracious God, we are your beloved children, here to learn, here to repent, and here to serve. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The ushers, please come forward.
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Friends, our second scripture lesson today will come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. We're reading verses 1 through 11 about the temptation of our Savior. And Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. And now, friends, our second hymn will be number 341. You may remain seated as we sing together, "Lord, Who Throughout These 40 Days." Friends, one of the things I try to keep in mind this time of year is that the season of Lent can be different for everybody. Some of us might be trying to give up something for Lent. Some of us might be doing a special devotion or study for Lent. Some of us might be taking extra time to pray or reflect or study scripture for Lent. And some of us might be carrying on as usual, that Lent is a time to just keep doing the day by day, and that's okay too. We all have different life experiences, different situations, and we all might feel and process different things in different ways, and that applies also to how we might be navigating the season of Lent. But friends, despite these differences, Jesus still meets us right where we are. We don't have to try to make our Lent experience be like someone else's. We don't have to try to make our Lent be like what we think it should be. It will be for us what it will be, and that's okay, because we will find Jesus there regardless. And today's scripture readings help us keep this frame of mind. We have two personal accounts of people going through their own Lent-like situation. And first, we have the psalmist who wrote Psalm 32. And as we heard earlier, this person writes beautifully and vividly about experiencing joy in forgiveness. The mere fact that they can bring their sins to the Lord, that they can be honest and authentic with God, is a reason to celebrate. This is a powerful testimony in this psalm. When the psalmist bottled up inside everything going on, there was distress, there was misery, there was fatigue. But when the psalmist brought those things to the Lord, then there was relief. So the psalmist rejoices in the Lord's mercy and forgiveness and encourages others to do the same. But the other account today is quite different, coming from the Gospel of Matthew, where we read about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. There's no joy or celebration in this story. Jesus is hungry, thirsty, tired, probably in quite a bit of pain, hot during the daytime, cold at night, exposed to the elements, lonely, maybe feeling sad too. Overall, Jesus is having a bad time out in the wilderness. And then on top of that, that'd be hard enough alone by itself to try to fast and survive 40 days in a barren wasteland. But on top of that, someone comes along to try to test him. Jesus goes through something very difficult in and of itself, and then if that wasn't enough, one more thing comes on top of that. And the deceiver appears to bother him and trouble him and try to steer him away from the calling placed before him, right? Someone who at first might seem as trying to help, but then eventually we read is doing anything but helping. Friends, some of us may have a season of Lent like the psalmist, finding joy, celebration, and contentment in our reflective time with God. Some of us may find it within us to be encouraging, supportive, to be overall satisfied with where Lent takes us this year. And yet, others of us may have a season of Lent like Jesus. We might not have as good of a time. We might not like what we see or encounter when we reflect on ourselves and our journeys this season. We might not encounter encouragement or support or satisfaction. It might find the opposite. Overall, we might struggle where we did not expect that to occur. But however our season of Lent turns out, it begins now. And it begins with us together. For at the end of the day, we're not alone in this Lenten journey. We are surrounded by this church community and surrounded by the love and light of Jesus Christ, who was tempted in the wilderness, suffered greatly, and eventually killed on a cross. Now, we all know that there is eventually a happier ending to that story. But that happier ending is a ways down the road from now. Friends, let's journey down that road together, starting today. Friends, another thing Jesus did while he was on earth was give us a special way to experience his presence. Right before he was betrayed, he broke bread and shared the cup with his disciples. Thousands of years later, we do the same with each other. A holy sacrament, a special moment where we together experience the presence of Jesus right where we are. And friends, in the Moravian Church, we celebrate an open communion. No requirements are necessary to partake. If you are willing, you are most welcome to join us. Friends, the table is set, the meal is ready. We'll begin on page 196 in your hymnal and meet our Savior with communion together.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
body which is given for you. By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God. Amen.
Friends, in the same way, after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
drink it in remembrance of me. Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Upon you and give you peace.